AI News by Conjero.
Microsoft is not removing Copilot from Windows 11. The big change here is the name people see, not the feature itself.
Right, and that distinction matters. If you're an end user, there may be no real functional change to think about. For admins, though, this is more about realigning language than planning a migration.
Exactly. A rename can sound minor, but it shows up fast in places like UI labels, internal docs, help desk scripts, onboarding material, and policy references.
And once a name shifts, teams have to watch for it in training decks, screenshots, endpoint management notes, and support runbooks. If your materials still say Copilot in Windows 11, that can create friction.
The key point is that Microsoft is framing this as branding, not a change in core functionality or a product deprecation.
So it would be premature to assume breaking changes, but it's also not something to ignore, because branding updates often land in admin tools and documentation before anything deeper changes.
There's also a bigger strategy signal here. Microsoft has been tightening how it presents AI across its products, and this fits that pattern.
That can help with consistency across Windows, Microsoft 365, and related AI services. Still, if the branding changes before the docs catch up, people can get confused pretty quickly.
So the practical move is simple. Audit where the old name appears in your environment and update it where needed.
And for developers and IT teams, keep an eye on official docs, release notes, and Windows Insider builds for follow-on naming updates. For now, the feature stays. What changes is the label around it?
AI News by Conjero.